Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden used his State of the Union address tonight to urge Congress to pass police reform legislation. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the family of Tyre Nichols was in the audience in the House chamber.
Nichols died last month after a vicious beating by Memphis police officers, drawing national attention to thus far failed congressional efforts to pass policing reforms. President Biden described Nichols' mom as courageous and said law enforcement needs to be held to a higher standard.
All of us in this chamber, we need to rise to this moment. We can't turn away. Let's do what we know in our hearts that we need to do. Let's come together to finish the job on police reform. Do something. Do something.
Biden also called on Congress to cap the price of insulin at $35 and pass the Junk Fees Prevention Act. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
In the Republican response to Biden's address, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders told viewers that they've been duped. Huckabee Sanders says Democrats are seeking more government control over the lives of everyday Americans.
The dividing line in America is no longer between right or left. The choice is between normal or crazy.
Huckabee Sanders gained national prominence while serving as former President Trump's press secretary. Low temperatures and poor visibility are hampering the frantic search for more earthquake survivors in Turkey and Syria. The death toll from the tragedy is approaching 8,000. Rescuers are having to comb through debris from thousands of collapsed buildings, as NPR's Rob Schmitz reports from Istanbul.
Turkey estimates more than 8,000 people have been rescued alive from the rubble of thousands of buildings that collapsed from the initial quake and its hundreds of aftershocks. But rescue crews are struggling against freezing temperatures and snow to rescue those who are still trapped, trying to reach them before they succumb to their injuries or hypothermia. The situation in northwest Syria in the midst of a civil war is more dire. The only road the UN authorizes to carry aid to that part of the country from Turkey has been damaged, leaving hundreds of thousands of people without electricity, heat, and in many cases, shelter. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Istanbul.
The Biden administration has approved a $10 billion arms package for Poland. Eastern flank NATO allies are expressing concern about a new Russian offensive as the first anniversary of Moscow's war in Ukraine approaches later this month. Los Angeles Laker LeBron James has broken the all-time NBA scoring record. He surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was courtside for the historic moment tonight. James hit a fadeaway jumper late in the third quarter to set the new record. The game was stopped for a special presentation. You're listening to NPR News. About 5,000 CSX workers will soon receive four paid sick days under a deal announced Tuesday with two of the company's 12 unions. Sick leave and demanding schedules prompted more than half of all rail workers to reject a five-year deal last fall. The proposal was ultimately imposed on all union freight rail workers to avert a strike. A deadly landslide in southern Peru has claimed at least 15 lives. Government officials there warn that the death toll is expected to rise. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, heavy rains are causing landslides in several regions that are already dealing with anti-government protests and roadblocks.
The landslide struck in the southern town of Sacocha, destroying everything in its path as a sloping street turned into a river of mud, rocks, and fast-flowing debris. In a video shot during the massive slide, residents could be heard screaming for those in its path to run. President Dina Boluarte toured the area and pledged swift aid. Boluarte has been the target of weeks of anti-government protests. Demonstrators wanted to resign and new elections called, which Congress refuses to approve. While heavy rains are common in February in Peru, further south in neighboring Chile, officials are dealing with scorching heat and drought and deadly fires that have claimed dozens of lives. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street following Tuesday's gains. The Dow rose 265 points. The Nasdaq added 226. Asia-Pacific markets are mixed. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.